Good morning. Welcome to you all who are here worshiping with us today, those who are watching live online, and those who are watching our recorded service. Welcome to you all. Joshua is not here today, obviously. He is on, and Blair Duff, we believe. This is one of the Sundays when the ministers from the various churches in our grouping, the group that's going to hopefully be together as one parish, when the ministers rotate round, and this happens every month. So today we have the pleasure of having Tozi with us to lead us in worship. The next week we have our service here as usual, and the next time when we move round to join our colleagues in other churches will be in April when we go to Money Musk. More about that later. One of the intimations I'd like to share with you is the next Kirk News will be accompanied by a leaflet explaining a little more about this proposed union of the churches, of the coming together of parishes. So I hope you will read that and feel better informed and take advantage of any opportunities to ask questions about this before our congregation decides whether they wish to move ahead with this joining of the churches and parishes. A couple of other intimations. The Good Morning Group will have the pleasure of the Gorvets talking to them about their trip to Brunei later in March. I think it's the 7th that's happening. And a special intimation, Fiona Lister will be ordained as a minister at Aberdeen North Church in Greenford Road in Aberdeen on Thursday, the 2nd of March at 7 p.m. All are welcome to attend, and I think there's quite a few from Kemney who will go and wish her well on that evening. Refreshments will be served afterwards, and again, everybody is invited to attend. I believe there is a fantastic families morning today. I think, Sarah, you're upstairs. Yes, and it's happening. So at the church centre, halfway through the service, the children will leave to attend that. So I shall now pass the service to our colleague Tozi, who will lead us in worship.
Thank you. Good morning. We want to thank the Lord so much today for he has allowed us to gather and to worship together as a family. Today is my second service preaching here. I once preached here last year before my family came. So I am happy that today I am preaching here with my family here. All of them have got Shona names. Shona is the African language which I speak. So my wife is called Shanesu, which simply means Emmanuel. The first boy is called Mufaro, Munashe. Sorry, it's Munashe, Munashe, which means in the Lord. Then the second born is a daughter called Munopa, which means Lord, you give. Then the wee boy is called Mufaro, Mufaro, which means joy or peace. So all of them, they speak both languages, except the wee boy. He doesn't know English, doesn't know Shona. So, but he understand that my name has been called, so he was looking. So we are very happy to worship with you today as a family. So our call to worship today: let us draw nearer to our awesome God. We bring our praise and adoration. We bring ourselves, our memories, and our hopes in expectation of meeting with our Lord, whose presence is all around us. In Jesus, God is with us. Let us worship the Lord together today as we sing our first song, I will worship you.
Together in our prayers. Heavenly Father, Creator of all things, we thank you for all the wonderful examples of your great creation we see every day. We are not blind to the destruction and chaos caused to your handiwork, Lord, and we are very aware of the misery going on in the world, and as ever, we lift these troubles to you. But sometimes it seems we find ourselves grieving so much over the dreadful things that we forget to seek out the beauty and the joy that are around us in the world. There are new babies to celebrate, new jobs to be thankful for, friends and neighbours who support us, families who love us. For all these things, we give you our thanks. We bring our thanks that today our friend and colleague Tose is leading our worship. We welcome him and his family here. We ask your blessing on him as he brings your word to us. And we ask your blessing on all the ministers on the rotational circuit today. Lord, we know we often fall short of the standards you ask of us, in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. Help us to see our errors, to put things right where we can, and always strive to do better. We are assured of your forgiveness when we are truly sorry, and we ask your forgiveness now. We ask your blessing on all the work done in and through our church, here and in the wider community and the world, through the prayers we offer, the work of our hands, the giving of our time, and the gifts of our money. May all we do be for your glory, Lord. May all our endeavours be blessed by you. We bring our prayers in the name of your Son, our Saviour Jesus. Amen.
Let's continue to worship the Lord as we sing our next song, Jesus Binds Us Shine.
Now, this is a very old song. And I remember singing this in my Sunday school when I was just this size. And I also always remember that when we went to Sunday school in those days, we didn't have all this technology with computer screens and stuff like that. But the leader of the Sunday school had a big flip chart. It was a huge thing. It was about 8 feet wide and about 8 feet deep. And he used to flip over the words manually. He had a big pole that he would use to flip the thing over. So it was a genuine flip chart. But the thing is, we got to know the words, and we actually knew them off by heart. Now, I don't know how many people know this song, Jesus Bids Us Shine. All the old people are putting their hands up. What's this about? So, this is the way it goes. Okay, so, it goes like this. Jesus bids us shine. As well, and if you know the actions, you can do them. But let's all stand and we'll sing it together. There. What happened to the actions? Now, this is the time for the children, I think, to go. They're going to go for Fantastic Families across the church centre, so we'll just play them out.
This morning's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, reading from verses 13 to 22. Jesus feeds the 5,000. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. And when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed the sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting dark. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Thanks be to God for this reading from his holy word.
Let's continue to worship the Lord as we sing our next song, "My Jesus, My Savior." Thank you for singing nicely. The chapter that we have read from the book of Matthew It's one of my favorite chapters in the Bible because it is very rich with a lot of issues. You know, I always discover some new things from this chapter whenever I go through it. As it was being read today, well, at least I was sitting here, I got some revelation which I have never had. When Jesus withdrew to a lonely place using a boat, and the people followed on foot, and the Bible said he saw them and he had compassion on them. So I was just thinking, why did Jesus felt that? But however, that is not for today. I would like to begin by asking you a question. What do you do when you are at a difficult place with little resources, time is not on your side, but with a huge problem to solve? What do you do when you are at a difficult place with little resources, time is not on your side, but with a huge problem to solve? This story that we have read is recorded in all the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So I am going to borrow some of the information from the book of Luke and from the book of John in order to shed more light to the sermon. So we have read that Jesus and his disciples withdrew to Bethsaida, and the crowds followed them. Jesus started teaching. He started healing the sick and doing all sorts of miracles. Meaning to say, spiritually, these people are okay because the good news has been preached to them. And those who were sick were healed. Those who were deaf were healed. The blind received their sight. But there is a problem. The people are hungry. You know, when I grew up, I always wanted to be a politician. So one of the tricks that you are being taught in politics is that no matter how good you have done to the people, no matter how good things you do to the people, but if the people are hungry, they tend to forget whatever you have done to them before. So Jesus was aware of these things. He knew that I've preached to them, I've done all sorts of things to these people, but they are hungry. If I am to leave them to go without eating, they end up forgetting whatever I have told them. So there are two types of leadership here. But before I go to the two types of leadership, I have started by asking you a question. What do you do when you are at a difficult place? This place where Jesus and his disciples are is a desert. There is no water. The temperatures are high. It's a deserted place. Number two, they have got little or limited resources. Two fish and five loaves of bread. And the Bible goes on to say, five loaves made of barley. Why is the Bible referring to it as loaves of barley? It shows that it was poor quality bread. Quality bread by then was made from wheat. So the fish is small and the bread is of poor quality again. And number three, time is against them. It is late afternoon. So this is the huge problem which Jesus and his disciples are facing. But they must solve the problem. So interestingly, there are two types of leadership here. The Jesus type of leadership and the disciple types of leadership. Jesus saw that the people are hungry. He said to the disciples, "You yourselves give them something to eat." But the disciples say, "This is a deserted place. There are no shops here. Send the people away." Are you comparing the two types of leadership? The other type of leadership is saying, "Give them something to eat." But this type of leadership from the disciples are saying, "Send them away." So both Jesus and the disciples accept that there's a challenge here, but they responded differently. So the story has got two different aspects, the physical aspect and the spiritual aspect. But I like Jesus as a leader. You know, the church today is facing all sorts of problems, including the Church of Scotland. But Jesus is solving the problems nicely. First of all, he said to the disciples, before solving the problem, group the people into 50s, into groups of 50. Number one, problem solved. Problems of numbers. So if we were to do simple arithmetic here, 50 into 5,000, we get 100. So instead of solving 5,000 problems, Jesus is now solving 100 problems because of simple arithmetic. So some of the challenges that we're going to have as a church is we are trying to solve the problems as a bundle. Why can't we group the problems and solve the problems individually? So Jesus took the 5 loaves and little fish. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. There comes now my turning point to the theme of today. Leave it all in the hands of Jesus Christ. The 2 little fish and 5 loaves of bread in the hands of the boy or in the hands of the disciples are nothing. But Jesus took the 2 little fish and 5 loaves of bread and possessed them, and he took ownership. Once they are now in the hands of Jesus Christ, the equation is sorted. All is finished because they are now in the hands of Jesus Christ. So he prayed, and the 2 little fish and 5 loaves of bread multiplied because they are now in the hands of Jesus Christ. We have got all sorts of challenges that we may have as a church, as individuals, as families, in marriages and the like. But if we are to take all those sort of challenges and bless them in the hands of Jesus Christ, he will work a miracle for us. So the little resources that we may have, if we are to keep those resources in our hands, a miracle is not going to be worked. But let us leave all what we want in the hands of Jesus Christ, and he will work a miracle for us. I was sharing with someone today. When I came here last year, when I was preaching, I told you that I had shared with you that my family was in Zimbabwe. I couldn't afford to bring them here. So as I was greeting the people out there, Someone talked to me. He said, Tose, we heard about your family at our group meeting. We are going to pray about you. We are going to put it in the hands of God. You know, those words, on their own, it's enough. You know that my warfare is catered for by Jesus Christ. So, dear friends in Christ, the simple message today is, let us leave everything in the hands of Jesus Christ. The little fish may be little in our eyes. The 5 loaves of bread may be few and of poor quality in our eyes. But in the eyes of Jesus Christ, you will work a miracle from those 2 little resources that we have. May God continue to help us, and may God continue to give us wisdom to continue submitting to Him through prayer, leaving it all in the hands of Jesus Christ through prayer. Once we tell Him, let us trust Him. We have told Him. I always give an example that if my son Munashe comes to me and says, Daddy, I need a tracksuit. He goes to play. He comes tomorrow and say, Daddy, I need a tracksuit. And if he comes the next time and says, you know, if you can sell this thing, you can raise money to buy the tracksuit. No, if you can borrow money from Jim, you can buy the tracksuit. What he is simply saying is, he's not trusting in his father. He was just supposed to say, I need money to buy the tracksuit, and that's all. He goes to play his games, Minecraft, and everything, and leave it in the hands of his father to solve the equation, to solve the problems. So once we have left everything in Jesus' hands, we must stop to worry, because He is the Lord who answers our prayers, and He is the Lord who knows every and each one of us. May the Lord bless the teaching of His word this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us continue to worship the Lord as we sing the next song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you with all the burdens on our hearts, all the things that concern us. Thank you that you've promised that when we bring them to you and leave them in your hands, you are more than capable of answering, more than capable of bringing about your will. Help us to put our trust in you completely, to know that you provide, and that you provide in your wisdom and in your way, knowing what's best. And we look at our world around us, Lord, and we see so much need, so many countries where there's so much conflict, so many places where there's just darkness. But Lord, we pray that your light will shine. We thank you that you have people throughout the world. Help us to be your light, to bring your hope as you work through us through your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for your church in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country which has been racked by violent insurgents for years, often targeting Christian communities, causing many to lose their homes and flee. We pray that you will bring peace and stability to that country. And we pray that you will convict the terrorists of their crimes and bring them to repentance, bring them to come to know you and turn away from their wicked ways. We pray for the authorities in Myanmar and Afghanistan, oppressive and violent governments. Again, reveal yourselves to those leaders. Reveal yourselves in the ways that you know best, so that they will also come to you and end their violence and their oppression of their people, and bring comfort and hope to the people in those countries, that they might have real life and life to the full in Jesus. And pray for your people in those countries, that again they will reach out and be purveyors of your hope. Lord, we are just so full of overwhelmed grief for the people of Syria and Turkey, facing the consequences of the devastating earthquake, and that in the middle of winter, and in Syria on top of the conflict which has been going on for 10 years there. Lord, there is so much suffering. We pray for your people again who are working so hard to bring aid and support and shelter, food, and all the needs of the people around them. They must be feeling overwhelmed, and just like the disciples, thinking, we've got so little to offer. But Lord, in your hands we ask that you will provide. We ask that you will bring comfort and hope, and that you will bring your provision in abundance. We pray for the aid convoys getting through to both countries and the neighbours as well, and that, Lord, it will be more than adequate to cater for the needs. But bring your peace, Lord, and bring your healing. And we pray for the war in Ukraine. We pray so much that your truth will prevail in Russia, that the people will see the truth of what is being done in their name, and that, Lord, your church will rise up against this terrible crime and speak out against it with boldness to bring your truth to bear, and pray that the war will end before more killing on both sides and more destruction on both sides. And we pray that Ukraine will know peace, and that Russia will know a new peace too. And Lord, we pray for your church across the world. There is so much need, so much suffering, so much oppression. But Lord, we know that in you we are not lost, we are not forgotten, we have hope. And Lord, I pray that you will support your church, your people, give them the strength through your spirit, and your strength just to continue to do your will. And Lord, thank you that your hope never fades. And we pray that you will be with us as a group of churches as we move together towards the union. We pray that you will guide us, again, that we won't just do our own leadership, but trust in your leadership entirely, and may we see you work through us, and may we see you build your church here amongst our communities. Help us to grow closer to you and bring more people in to know you for the first time as well, we ask. For all ages, we ask. And thank you that we can bring all these things to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
We are going to sing our closing hymn, In Christ Alone.
Oh,
Now receive God's blessing and go in peace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forever. Amen.